Theo's going to, I think, walk up to Mark. She's put her hood back up, but it's like partially, like sort of, like her face isn't blocked or anything. But
hey, how you doing?
I'm headed out and was wondering if you wanted to take the long way home with me.
Of course. Catrail, you got the bird?
She salutes. And with Lariat's perched on her shoulder.
I almost want Lariat to do the salute too. Never mind.
He will flap his wings and take to the sky and she'll fly off after him.
There is for sure. I don't know. In my head, I imagine two giant tubs in my prince's hand that Samantha Clayton has given Theo.
Like that.
Theo will, I think, like put out her arm for like Mark to take.
I think instinctually, Mark just chunk links arms.
Theo's skin will ripple away and all of her visible body that you can see is now stars and galaxies.
Where to?
Home, I suppose. It's a long way between here and there.
Well, that'll give us a chance to talk.
I thought of a name for my prince.
Oh, yeah? What would you come up with?
Soteria.
I like it. I have no idea what it means, but it sounds nice.
Means salvation.
I think Mark nods, and that's fitting.
I think Theo will sort of gesture like, shall we?
Because Theo doesn't properly fly, I think the thing that makes sense is for a big circle, like doorway, bordered by crashing clouds. But no, hang on, those are flowing, falling nebulae. No, they're exploding stars. No, they're gale force winds. We'll open up, and the two of you will step through. I sort of want this prince, what did you say their name was?
Soteria.
Soteria. We'll like look up into the starry skies and see a pair of stars glint, and then sort of elsewhere in the sky they glint again, and we'll follow in after you, and then it will spin closed, leaving the front yard silent and empty and peaceful.